Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack, is you different? I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gang got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin, I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on interstates for visiting. Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Good evening. Check the sound. Checking the sound out here. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. All right, we about set up here. How everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast. I'm still setting up a couple of things. Give me a minute here. Okay, here we go. Testing, testing. It's Friday, August 12th, 2022. We have another star-studded show for you this evening. You know, I'm trying to set this mic up. What really is a good thing for me is right before the show, first I was talking to my sister earlier, and she told me that somebody told her they was waiting for the show to come on. But then right before the show, somebody called me and told me to make sure I call them because they at work and they wanted to listen to the show. They wanted to listen to the show while they were at work. That was a good thing to know that people, you know, there's somebody out there really appreciates what you're doing. I mean, that's a good thing if somebody is at work and they really appreciate, you know, they really appreciate the show. So it's a very good feeling. Well, we got, I know, okay, we got to go over the rules. Everybody calling in, if you on the line, if you want to go live, you have to press 1. If you on the link, you just have to listen from the link. And I know, unfortunately, on the links, the show blinks on and off. But some phone numbers can't call the show, unfortunately. I wish I could rectify that or find out why. Oh, okay, somebody got dropped from the show. I'll call them back. Yeah, but you know how that is. It's politics as usual. Some certain phones can't call the show. They want you to pay for it. And I try to think in my mind, I'm like, I wonder why. Is it because your show is is it a money thing, what I'm really trying to say? Is it a money thing? Is the show is the show getting too big that now they want to make more money because up out the blue, they just want to charge certain listeners that call from certain phones. They want to make them pay to listen to the show. And I can't get that.
Of course.
Okay, we got them back. Like I was saying that, before the show, somebody told me they was at work, and they was telling me that they couldn't make sure I call them because they like to listen to the show when they're at work. And that's a good feeling. And then also, I was talking to my sister, and she told me somebody was waiting for the show to come on. Like, stuff like that is what give you the motivation to keep going. It give you the will, you know, the determination that, you know, you want to do it. You want to keep it on. You want, you know, keep rising straight to the top, because you know what you're doing. What you're doing, you know, you have a purpose. You know, you have a reason. You know, it's somebody out there somewhere that's listening. They care what the fuck you saying, and that's important. Because you know what I always say, it's Friday and you don't really have to be here. You could be anywhere. So anyway, what's going on in the world? COVID is still out here. Motherfuckers still catching COVID. I just came from Myrtle Beach. I was down in Myrtle Beach for 4 days. One day in Pittsburgh, three days in Myrtle Beach. In 1 day, 4 days away from New Jersey, because everybody knows the show is based out of Paterson, New Jersey. But 4 days away from Paterson, New Jersey, 1 day in Pittsburgh, 3 days in Myrtle Beach, traveling up and down the highway. First, I'm on a train, 9 hours on the train to go from New Jersey to Pittsburgh. Not one person with a mask on the train. Then driving from Pittsburgh to Myrtle Beach, making a couple of stops here for gas and stuff, switch drivers, nobody with a mask. Get down to Myrtle Beach, 3 days down to Myrtle Beach, I saw one black guy with a mask on, one. So in the whole 4 days of trips, I only saw two people, other than me, I only saw two people with masks on. Now, I don't keep my mask over my nose and my mouth. I'm not going to sit up here and perpetrate like I do. But I keep it under my chin. So when I come in dangerous surroundings that I feel are dangerous, like a store with a lot of people, I pull the mask up. Somebody want to get too close in my face, I pull the mask up. I hear somebody coughing, I pull the mask up. So I stay armed and, how they say it, locked and loaded. Something like that. But, the COVID is still out here. I was reading earlier about three veterans' homes in New Jersey. They overflooded with COVID. The numbers will continue to rise, and I know people who have had it as recently as a week ago, suffering with the vaccine, with the boosters, and still suffering. So that's just a little bit about that. Now, everybody know I started something new last week. Last week, I dedicated my show to all the drive-through window workers at the restaurants, Burger King, Wendy's, whoever got a Dunkin' Donuts, whoever had a drive-thru, I dedicated my show to all the drive-thru window workers. Because they have a hard way to go. They have a hard job. For real. And tonight's show is dedicated to people way back in ancient Egypt days who invented oral sex. Just think about it. I did some research on that. They was given oral sex back in 20 BC, like in the ancient Egypt days. They was fellatio, they was calling it, fellatio. And the story went like a brother killed another brother, or he killed another brother and had him chopped up into pieces or something like that. And I think the guy's wife tried to put her husband back together or something, and she tried to reattach his penis or something, and she blew on the penis to try to inflate it or something like that, and that's how the blowjob was created. No lie. That's how a blowjob was created. Their penis or something, their body was parts was chopped off, and it was put back together. And in order to make the penis work, I guess his wife was trying to blow on it to inflate it. And that's how the blowjob was invented, right, ladies and gentlemen. So this show is devoted to that, whoever that woman back in old ancient Egypt times who gave the first blowjob known to man. I got some notes on it too, because it a little bit further up in history, they started making it against the law to have oral sex. You would be sentenced to 5 years in prison for oral sex, for giving a woman oral sex or giving a man oral sex. You would be given 5 years in prison having sex in strange positions. You was given 4 years in prison. They considered them strange positions, I guess, like maybe doggy style or anything other than missionary that you could do. They considered that vile or evil or something that wasn't sacred. You could be sentenced to 4 years in prison. So we got a long history here. I could read it off, but I'm just going off the top of my head. We got a long history of fellatio. So this show tonight is dedicated to the first lady who ever gave fellatio on her man back in the ancient Egypt times. So this show has came a long way. Now we got some crazy topics tonight. Let me go through them before we go on to the next segment of the show. The first topic of the evening is, and this is a topic I brought in myself. Nobody didn't really send it in. I brought this topic. Is COVID-19 causing hair loss? Now, why I say that is because I have read that on numerous occasions that COVID-19, after you have COVID-19, between 3 and 6 months after you had COVID-19, that people were losing their hair. Now, I don't know if there's anybody out there who experienced that. You could appreciate if you call in and give us your feedback on it. I don't know. I just heard about it. Like I said, I got more paperwork and notes and stuff on it, but it is a proven fact. Other than losing hair, it's other side effects, but this is one of them, COVID-19 side effects, that after 3 to 6 months of having COVID, people are complaining of hair loss. That's one topic. The second topic is
one dear to me, finally, after all is said and done, what is the proper way to clean a vagina and keep it odor-free? Part two. Now, I had this topic a year ago, and it really had the listeners and everybody like really jumping, because we had one lady coming out here giving her experience and everything on what she thought it was a proper way to clean a vagina. But yeah, that's the second topic. The third topic is, I'll be forgetting these topics. The third topic is, well, this is the fourth topic. I'll go back to the third. The fourth topic is, can you deal with your lover if she don't believe in oral sex? If your lover doesn't believe in oral sex, I'm gonna read. Let me read. I want to read it the proper way that it is. 1 second. Where is that? Okay, here it goes. Okay. Is it okay if your lover doesn't believe in oral sex? That's the third topic. Is it okay if your lover doesn't believe in oral sex? And the fourth topic is, why is jungle fever at an all-time high? Now, everybody should know what jungle fever is. Jungle fever is a black man craving a white man, or a white woman craving a black man. We just going to go with the black and white right now. But I guess it really can be, technically can be somebody craving any different nationality or any race. But we're going to go specifically with a black man craving a white woman and the white man woman craving a black man, and without having anything to do with their own, you know. Like the black man, he don't want to be bothered with the black women. He just want a white woman. I want to know, why is it at an all-time high? Because trust me, it's big. It's getting big everywhere. It's big in Myrtle Beach. It's big in California. It's big in the South. It's big in the West. It's just big everywhere now. The interracial thing is really taking off. So why is jungle fever at all-time high? Please tell me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, because I don't want 3 minutes past the time for the Lisa experience. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with the Lisa experience. Everybody get your popcorn ready, whatever you do best. Get it together, roll your blunts, whatever, and I'm going to throw on a quick song. It really is nice to have the weather cooling down, because we had some serious heat waves. Serious. All right, we'll be right back with the Lisa experience after this song.
It's time for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
devils and these demons. I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason,
reason
why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns,
guns,
killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah,
he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing.
Missing.
Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like incision.
It hurts.
Prayer from the Christian.
We need
if
it.
The mind was the ear.
Uh-huh.
Then most of us are listening. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless. It's just how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more patience.
Patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Still the process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate?
Kid?
This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Death.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been black.
I've been black.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson left.
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings. Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind. So I think. So I think. Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink. And I drank. Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real, and if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it, regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha, take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stay strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me.
They just wanna see
they me don't right. Wanna see me stand strong.
They don't wanna see me stand strong.
I just wanna do what's right.
I just wanna do what's right.
And all they care about is what's wrong.
All they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. It's about that time. We're about 8 minutes late, but it's okay. We still here. We got a lot of show left to do. We getting ready to bring in right now. I know everybody, they're used to it now. We got this part of the show when we bring on the Lisa Experience. So everybody just sit back, you know, and relax. Because this is the part of the show when I like to say sometimes when keeping it real gets too real. Let me see. Lisa, you here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How you doing today?
I'm good today.
Oh. Okay. It's on you. This is out there. I was reading the text. It's on you. You got the floor.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I would like to talk about, I was talking to a coworker, and she seemed very distraught, and she was, thinking hard on something that was going on in her life, and I was telling her that I go on my brother's podcast and talk about stuff. So she was like, I want you to talk about this. So she said she wants to know why do women as side chicks stay in a relationship longer than they should, like 6-7 years. And then she also said, why do, is it okay for a woman to have more than one man in her life? Now, I usually don't talk about the side chicks, but tonight I'm going to bring it up since she brought it up and she felt some type of way all week about it. And I want to, you know, I always tell a little story, so I'm going to go back in time and tell you a little story, then I'm going to go get the meat of it. So when I was 17, I met this guy at school, and we had a nice relationship, and I thought it was going well, and we was having a good time, and we was enjoying ourselves and getting to know each other, and I start catching feelings. And then one day, a friend of mine said that they seen him with somebody. So I said, okay. So the next time we met, told him about it, and he came right out and said, yeah, I'm seeing somebody. And it blew me away. And it was like, I think I'm going to be with her. Because I already had a kid. He was like, I'm not ready to be a father. Not that I asked him to be, but, you know, that was his opinion. And it took me for a loop. And I, a little bit, I thought about it when she was talking to me, my coworker, that I guess back then I really was like I was a side chick. Because he was being with someone else. I'm thinking I'm number one, but I wasn't number one. And I guess when I brought it up about the other person, he decided to come clean and make his choice and you know, leave me on my own way. And I bring up the topic about side chick is that no matter what you are in life, it's your preference, it's your business, it's your personal thought. It's your life, you know what I mean? Even though people want to judge you, but it's you. This is the life you have to live. And I bring this topic up because we as women, even men, we get into a marriage, we get into a relationship, we live with different people, we become side chicks, we might have somebody on the side. But you can't, the most important thing in life is you can't lose yourself in a relationship. See, that's what I did. I depended on him for my happiness, for my well-being, for my world, my whole world. And then when it came crashing down, it wasn't nobody to pick me up. You know what I mean? So then I had to get all the pieces together, and I had to come to the awareness that you got to be careful with your heart. You got to be careful who you give your heart to. Everybody don't take care of your heart. People just sometimes just hither and there, just, you know, take it to the limit. Don't care about what you're going through, just what is about them. And, I got to thinking about side chick again. And I was, like, saying that, some women, don't get me wrong, some women have it good. The man take care of them, pay their bills, take them on trips. You know, they like almost like number one, but they know they're not. But I'm talking about the ones that's not getting the money or being taken care of or bills being paid. I'm just talking about ones that have a visitor come by, maybe sling them some money every once in a while or, you know, throw some kind words or some conversation your way. I'm talking about those women. You know what I mean? We don't have to know who you are. It's not our business. But we could be concerned about these women. Because, see, in life, you have to be number one. You got to be your own cheering team. You can't go into marriage living with someone, becoming a baby mama, becoming a girlfriend at night, girlfriend during the day, or long-distance affair, and not taking that, it's about you. Now, like I said, I've been married. I've lived with a man. I probably was a side chick, you know, but we didn't call them side chicks back then. We just was on the side. But, you know, I guess they made it more professional as a side chick. But all in all, through my whole life, I was the most important person in a relationship. So after that one time when I learned that people could just throw your feelings to the side and not think about you no more, I wasn't going to have that in life. So I didn't give myself 100% to nobody because I never wanted to feel that way ever again. The heart is treacherous, especially when it gets hurt. You know what I mean? Like people say, oh, blew my mind. It's not the blowing of your mind that bothers you. It's the hurting of the heart. And that's why we have to guard our heart and our being as a human being. That first and first and most of all, we have to love ourselves. See, we wouldn't be in all a lot of mess if we just loved that one person that we do before we knew anybody else on this earth. That one that we used to sit and lay down in the bed as a little kid or a baby, play with those toes and those fingers and talk to yourself and, you know, kept yourself occupied with your toys. That's the person that we can't let down when we get older. Because, see, we know us. We know what makes us happy. We know what makes us tick. We know what we want in life. We know what we like and we don't like. But what happens is we get into these relationships and then we forget about that little person and we start thinking about the other person, what they like, what we're going to give them, what we're going to do for them, or how we're going to change for them, or they're going to change for us. But nobody's going to change for you. Only you can change for yourself because the other person's not going to change until they get ready to change. And it's really bad when we become older women and we go through a heartbreak. Because sometimes it's people out here that don't recover that. You might see people walking in the street that you'd be like, oh, I wish they would get together, get off of drugs, or stop smoking weed. It's people that got mental problems that were really broken up, and they never recovered. It's really a serious thing about the heart. Like my brother always say, oh, I don't believe in love. We all believe in love. Now, but that's his opinion, and that's his thought. But we all are looking for the same thing, someone to give us love in return that we give back to someone else. So what I wanted to say about being a side chick is no nothing wrong in being one. The lady before told us, Sheila, you got to lay down a table with yourself, not who you're messing with, but with yourself. What you're going to take and what you're not going to take and when you're going to break it off. Because you could be in a relationship and be a side chick the rest of your life. And I know some people that have been the rest of their life, had a wife, same town, but that side chick never had a life besides when that person came over to visit him. He still went and did things with his wife. He had a house with his wife. Cars, went on vacation, and the side person was getting a little money and waiting for him to come and visit her, and nothing moved on. And I'm not saying that it's a sad situation. I'm just saying that love yourself first. And I hate to be saying this, but like Romeo and Juliet, or maybe it was Macbeth, to thyself be true. So you got to be truthful with yourself that you know that you love yourself more than anybody on this earth. I'm not talking about family. I'm talking about relationships. And once you get that click that you're the most important person, put up with a lot of silliness. You're not going to put up with a lot of people want to treat you the way they want to treat you and do you the way they want to do you, because life is short. And I'm here to tell you, in the blink of the eye, you're already going to be a senior citizen one day. And you're going to look back and you're going to be like, Dad, I stayed there too long. But you can't get that back. See, it's not like you go to a bank and say, you know what, them years that I wasted, I want to cash them in and I want to get them back. Can't get that back. Can't get none of that back. So we got to start saying time is precious. And I know we always waiting for Monday to Friday to get here. But remember, as Monday to Friday get here, take out time. Do something with yourself. Enjoy yourself. Even if you just listen to music. Even if you take a walk outside, maybe look at the sky. You know, it's not always about another human being holding you. And I hate to bring up religion, but God didn't give Eve to Adam for them to argue and just make kids. He gave him a mate, someone to enjoy life with. Someone to look around and enjoy what God had made. We got to start thinking about that. Like, if you with somebody and it's not kicking off, or you're going through stuff, or, I mean, we all go through stuff, but if you're going through it all the time and you can't see your way out, or you can't see no light at the end of the tunnel, then maybe that's not something for you. And I'm not saying get out of it. I'm just saying think about it. Think about it. Think about time. Think about how fast it's moving. Think about one day you might meet somebody, or somebody might be waiting for you, or that person might meet somebody and leave you. And then you don't put a whole bunch of time in there, and you can't get it back. Now, I might not be able to answer her question, you know what I mean? But I just felt that it needs to be addressed, because she was very hurt. And I'm not going to go into why she was hurt. But she was hurt because being too long, and then when it didn't turn out right, you wonder why it happened. But you're not going to never find out, because when you are a side chick, they always have that chance to leave and go be somewhere else. So I'm gonna end it tonight, and I tried to bring up a better topic, because I know I was angry the last two, maybe 3 weeks going forward. But, you know, I done got my joy back now, and I'm not going there no more, and I'm sorry, but I'm thankful that y'all all listen to me, because that's what people need to do. Listen to a person when they feuding, going with themselves, letting stuff out. That's what makes you a human being. When you acknowledge that you're angry and you're getting it out and you're moving on, you leave that stuff in the past and you're moving forward. Because if you bring it in the present, then it wind up being in the future. And we don't want to be that way. Keeping it real means keeping it real to yourself and to other people. So I want to thank my brother. I want to thank the listeners for having me tonight. And maybe I might have helped somebody. Maybe I didn't. But just thanks for the words. Maybe later on you might get help somebody else when they want to tell you something. And you'd be like, yo, I want to just tell you something I heard.
Once again, you know what I mean, it was a firm and sincere message, and every week it always seemed like that, because, you know, like, you're dealing with real things, and when you deal about real things, you get real outcomes, solutions. So, you know, like you said, if you help one person, then you know what your time on the air is not in vain, and it might don't reach them tonight. You know, then it'll reach them another night or something like that. We got a call on 6506-6606.
Yeah, 6606, not 6.
Oh, he lost the call. We got to wait for the caller to come back. That sounded like Joe.
Yeah, it did.
his call dropped. Wait for him to call back. But in the meantime, while we do wait for him to come back, yeah, when you become like a side chick, sometimes you can look up, and before you know it, you know what I mean? It's like you ancient. And don't think that a side chick can't be replaced. A side chick could be replaced just like anybody else could be replaced. Just like the wife could be replaced by the side chick, a side chick could be replaced by another side chick. It's always because the person that's the doer is always doing. You know what I mean? He or she, whatever one it is, they have the person at home. They have the person on the side. Cards are in their hand. They literally walk around like they winning. Because what this person won't do, then another person will do. And what that person won't do, the other person won't do. So it's almost like, it's really like the best of both worlds. Because you have one person, I guess, at home, and then you have one person outside. And I even believe that whoever the person is, the doer, I believe that they get a thrill in not being caught. I believe they get a thrill and knowing that they could walk in the house with somebody who might be aggravating the fuck out of them. Too bougie. Don't go down. Don't work. Don't clean house. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. You get to go home like it, all that. It don't matter. I just got a monster blowjob or some shit. Oh, okay, we got the caller back. Let's go back to the line. 6606, you back with us.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I got you. How you doing?
Okay. So, what's on the topic for tonight?
Well, we just finished with the Lisa experience. Did you hear it? You got anything you want to elaborate?
Nah, uh-uh. So any topic, any particular topic or what?
Well, you always asking about relationships, so why you don't want to elaborate on a Lisa experience?
I just got here. I'm asking if there's any topic that I can engage in. If you don't have any topic.
I forgot. Yeah. You do come right when it's a topic. Give them a topic.
I got four different topics, Joe. Montana Joe, my bad, my mistake. One of the topics is, you ain't going to be good with this one, but it's for the ladies mostly. It's about what's the proper way to clean a vagina.
Yeah, that's
not for you. The second, another topic is, can you appreciate, like, if your lover or if your wife or your girlfriend, can you appreciate her or can you live with her knowing that she doesn't want to never do oral sex?
No.
No what?
No, you can't live with her. Goodbye.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because it gives pleasure. If a woman isn't willing to do that, then she has some kind of objection to doing it. And that's one of the greatest pleasures of having sex, is having some chick give you some head. Now, if she's never going to do it, she's got a problem. Whatever her problem is, she better have it fixed. And until she gets it fixed, I'll see you some other time in the future.
So you're not doing her if she don't do you?
No, she does me, I do her. If I'm doing her and she's not doing me, she doesn't last long.
No, that's what I meant. I mean, I was just trying to see, like, you willing to pleasure her, but you got to have it back. Or she got to hit the road.
Absolutely.
So under no circumstances, you couldn't be in a relationship with a woman like that if she was financially secure. Say, like, if she was a doctor, a nurse, an engineer.
Well, who the hell cares
she
about that?
Huh?
What man gives a rat's ass? Men don't care about a woman's profession. We care about what she's willing and able to do for us as a partner. Doesn't matter what she is. It only matters if she's a good partner. Now, like I said, she has to have some kind of psychological problem not to go down. She can't say, well, I just don't like it. Okay, well, I just don't like girls who just don't like it. You know, see you later.
That's a fair
opinion.
It's
just that simple. It's simple. Why do people have to complicate their lives? Reciprocation. If you can't reciprocate, I don't need you.
A blowjob a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, makes a relationship happy. So if you can't do it, got to go.
Hey, I
what
hear
else
you ain't
got?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. The other last topic was maybe you could. Oh, well, this one was more like, why is jungle fever at an all-time high? Like, why are interracial relationships, like, taking over?
Yeah, I don't see any jumping in black-white relationships.
Well, maybe not in Montana.
So where was this prevalent in?
San Francisco, Atlanta, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, everywhere.
So what's the jump in? They see more men with white girls, or do they see more a black man with white girls, or do they see more black girls with white men?
I think it's more white girls with black men.
Oh, really? Do they give any reasons why?
Do they need one?
Yeah, if there's going to be a rise in what's normal, yeah, there's going to have to be a change in something, so there has to be a reason for it.
Now, what about they just in love?
Well, yeah, but why? Why now? Why all of a sudden?
I don't know what you're trying to say with that one. You know, maybe you want to say that like another way.
Like how? You're talking about, you brought up the topic of, there's a rise in interracial relationships. So if there's a rise, there has to be a reason for the uptake, just like there would have to be a reason for the downtake. So I'm asking, what is the
maybe the white woman is getting tired of the white man, or maybe the black man is tired of the black woman.
And what would the reason be?
We could reach up in the sky and pull anything out for that. That question is kind of neither here nor there. What would the reason be? I just told you what the reason might be. The reason might be maybe that they're in love with each other. The reason might be maybe that the white woman is tired of white men. Maybe that the black man is tired of black women, or vice versa. Maybe they've been through a lot of messed up relationships with their own race. Why, you got a problem with white women dating black men?
I don't see the reason for it.
Oh, well, hell no, black. You can't come out here and talk like that. Who you think you talking to? I'm a black man. I'm a respect you because this is a telephone for everybody. But you can't just come out here and say make it seem like a white. I mean, well, you can say that respectfully, but if you say that, you got to be able to take the backlash for that. You got to be able to make understood on what you saying. You know what I mean? Like why you feel like a white woman can't be with a black man, or why you feel like she need a reason to be with a black man, or why you feel like something had to happen.
Well, it has to be a reason if you're talking about an uptick and a difference in interrelation, different racial relationships. There has to be a reason for it. If it wasn't, if there's no reason for it, then everything would be going along the way that it has been. I don't see what the complication is. You're talking about jungle fever. Why is it called jungle fever?
What you're saying don't really make sense, though. You keep saying there has to be a reason.
There has to be a reason for everything. Everything that everybody
does.
There has to be a reason.
I just told you.
Yeah, but you
said maybe they in love. Maybe they tired of their own race.
Okay. Okay, and if they are, then there has to be a reason for it. Why would a black man get tired of his black women?
Shit, a lot of things. I'm a black man. I could tell you why. Maybe she too mean. Maybe she argue too much. She want to be the wear the pants in the household. Maybe she a cheater. I mean, it could be a million
things. That happens. Yeah, well, that happens in white society, too. So why would a black man leave black? Yeah, so why would a black man leave his black women in order to find a white woman? And why would a white
Maybe the white woman ain't going to be as bossy as a black woman. Maybe a white woman is more submissive than a black woman. Maybe a white woman is more understanding, more caring. It could be a million things.
Do you think that's the reason? Because if you talk to most black chicks, they say, that's not it. Nah, that can't be. The man just getting out of his race because he just wants a white woman. You know? Because if you go on other shows or talk to other people, that's what they say. This isn't the first time this conversation's popped up.
But one thing is, a lot of people going out of their race is, it's more laid back now. Like, the society we live in, everybody's more out now. So the things that you wouldn't do before and people wanted to do, it's more lenient and they out trying new stuff. I think that's more of it. Like, I don't think it's more not wanting to date your own race. I think now that the curtain is open, everybody just want to go out and venture out more out in the open with different races.
All right, so you're talking about the curiosity factor, all right.
That's what I think it is. I think that's what it is because, like me, I could never date a white man because I could never feel comfortable out in public with him. So I don't venture out. I would never venture out and date a white man
because of you wouldn't want to be seen in public with them. But let's say if you were on
not being seen, not feeling comfortable in public with them, meaning that we get stared at already by white people when we out. So I'd rather not have a white man with me and being stared more because I'm with a white man.
All right, because you don't want to be seen. Okay, now suppose you met some guy, a white guy on the job, and instead of going out in public, you know, you go out on dates at night. You don't go to places where there's a lot of crowds. So would that make you feel more comfortable?
Okay, so I'll tell you a scenario. I was dating a white guy on my job, and we was getting serious. We were the same age, and we was pretty, you know, it was leading in a nice way. And then holidays came up, and he invited me to his family house. So I went with him. And as soon as I walked in, the mother was like, "Why are you bringing a nigger in my house?" So, I mean, I overlooked that because she was the older lady. But I'm saying, like, I could stay outside in the street if I got to hear that. The thing is that older generations don't accept new things, but younger people are not caring about color anymore. See, our generation care more about color, but the newer generation just want to live and have a good time. So that's why I don't feel comfortable being with a white guy, because he might be familiar with me and want to get with me, but the family never going to accept me. So I can't, I don't want to be in a relationship that I can't be a family with everybody.
Yeah, I hear you. If I were the guy or the girl dating whomever, I would have to let my family, set my family straight. Because my family wouldn't run my life.
He did. He set him straight. But the thing is, once it's been said, you can't take back the words, and then you have to rethink, is this where you want to be? Because even though they might not say it outwardly, you know, it's still they're thinking it inwardly.
Yeah, that's true. So that I wouldn't even bother going over to the house.
Yeah.
If I can't feel comfortable. Yeah, if I can't feel comfortable in a particular place, I avoid the place. If I don't like the people that's at a particular place, I avoid the people. Life is a little bit, now people make life so complicated, you know?
Yeah. We're the only country that cares about color.
No, India cares about color. India surprises me about the way that it does, because they have a caste system against people of their own nationality.
Yeah.
It's based on economics. It's also based on skin color. So that kind of surprises me.
But ours is more nationwide. Like, most countries know that that's what the United States is about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's the racism that's in America is more well-known globally. Yeah. But everybody knows about the caste system in India, too. India has 1 billion people. America only has 320 million.
Well, I want to take it a little further. Afro-American people are hated really by Haitians, Dominicans, and Africans. And I'm not saying hated that, you know, they can't be with us. I'm saying that they feel differently about us, and we're all the same color. Because they'll come over and say, you've been in America your whole life, and you didn't do this, you could have did that, you could have had this, you could have had that. And I'll be like, you know, like, well, how you know what we could have had? Like, while we were struggling, making whatever could happen, you was over there waiting to get over here to get what's happening. So, like, why are you going down us?
Yeah, so that's a discussion that I'd like to hear. Because I've heard that from, you know, like, if Nigerians come over here or Somalians, et cetera, they come over here and they prosper, and they look down upon American blacks because they say the American blacks are too lazy and too stupid.
Yeah, but you know what's sad about that? All nationalities got lazy people, but if we were really truly lazy, would America really be the way it is?
Well, that presumes that blacks make a huge contribution to America. Like I've heard blacks say that if it weren't for blacks, there wouldn't be an agricultural industry, there wouldn't be a cotton industry, the South wouldn't be that prosperous. And
but it just wasn't slaves in the South. It was slaves in the North too.
Yeah.
Everybody got a piece of the pie. Let me tell you something. My bank is J.P. Morgan Chase. They had slaves. They let people get property off of us. If a slave owner owns certain blacks, they use us as collateral. So, I mean, it's okay not to like us if you do know some people is lazy or whatever, but respect that when you came over here, is everybody needs to respect, not just blacks, but everybody that comes over here needs to respect that everybody that was here worked hard. And, I mean, everybody was treated bad. It wasn't just black people. Italians, Irish, Jews, everybody. We give everybody all that. But the thing is, don't come over here now and act like that we're a certain type of people when you wouldn't be able to come over here and live good if it wasn't for all the ones that got beaten down back in the day.
Well, the people, yeah, the ones who survived slavery did serve as the ancestors for those who are, you know, the descendants for today. But I'd like to hear that discussion between, you know, a Nigerian coming over here from Africa versus, you know, the ordinary black person. And I'd like to hear what the debate would be about, well, if I made it, you could have made it. That's a debate that would be interesting. I haven't heard that kind of debate. I've heard it said, but I haven't heard a real debate about it.
Oh, yeah, we have it all the time. I have it all the time. I work with different nationalities, and they tell me that. Why y'all stand on the corner? Why you don't work? Why y'all lazy? Why y'all don't try to have anything? And I'd be like, you don't really want to hear it. You just want to assume that what you hear on TV. Stop looking at TV, real life. You know what I mean? Joe, you know, white America still don't want to give black people nothing. You know what I'm saying? And we're not asking for nothing, but they don't still don't. Let me tell you, I worked in a store, and people used to come and get credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
White people would come and apply for a credit card. They would give them $1,000 to $2,000 credit. Spanish people would come in, or Italians or whatever, they'd give them from a $600 to $1,000 credit. A black person will come, they'll give you $300. Oh, you a good black, they'll give you $600. So now it's year 2020, we in the 20th century or whatever. Why are we less to get whatever? You know what I mean? Even I bought a car 9 years ago. I paid $37,000 for one car for 6 years. Oh, because they said I had shitty credit. But then why I had to pay for five people to have a car? Why I had to pay $500 a month for five other people to have a car to pay $100 a month, but I had to pay $500. So if I got bad credit, why the fuck am I paying $500 a month? Obviously, if I can't pay, I can't pay, but you want to give me a car for $500. But I'm not going to take over the show, but you can call another time, and my brother, if he'll let me talk about it, we can have a discussion. But it's not fair for me to take over the show on a topic like that when he has topics.
Hey, you know, that would be interesting if you had a show. If you know these Nigerians or whatever they are that you talk to, you can invite them onto the show to have a real debate about that.
That's just like asking a white person, do they like black people in public? So, I mean, nobody's going to come on the show and really say anything like that because they don't want you to really know how they really feel. But, I mean, it's a good thing. I think about it.
All right. I know I disagree with you. I think that you would find some people who would come on the show. And in terms of having white people come on the show, I was setting up a debate between this white supremacy exists between liberals and conservatives. I didn't have any problem having white people say that white supremacy does not exist. So you might be surprised. Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they proud to say that they're white supremacy. You know that.
No, they weren't. They weren't the out and out racists. They were just people who were liberal and people who were conservative.
Yeah, it's not.
I bet
with that.
You though. Yeah, I bet you though. If you amongst these people that are Nigerians, whatever, you know, wherever from Africa they're from, I'll bet you if you ask three of them, at least one of them would say, "Yeah, you know, I'd be glad to come on the show."
Okay, so let me tell you this, Joe. My brother has a lot of listeners that's listening to me and you right now. They
uh-huh.
won't even get on. They won't even pick up the phone and come on the show and make a thought. So I don't know if I can get a Nigerian where the ones that's listening every week don't even come on and say anything.
But I'm saying if you just try, let's say out of five, if you know five of them, right, and they're willing to talk to you about that, where you are, then for them to come on the show and tell them, look, I have a radio show. Okay, it's not a real big radio show. It's not national radio. So, you know, you can come on and you can talk and express yourself without worrying about you people finding out who you are worldwide. But you can come on and you can have a nice, formal radio discussion. I bet you if you ask three, probably five, you know, if they know about the internet radio. If they don't know anything about internet radio, you're going to have to educate them. But if they know about internet radio, you can say, come on my show. I'll give you the floor. You got 2 hours worth to talk about why you feel the way that you do. I bet you at least one of them will be glad to come on and express themselves. But that's just me. I might be wrong.
I bet you $100 that none of them will never come on.
Okay, you want to bet $100? All right, put $100 in my account first.
Okay, and I tell you what, I'm going to even take it further. Won't you invite the Nigerians on, and then I'll talk to them?
Hey, you know, if I come across people like that, I will actually tell them about the show. But I don't know any Nigerians.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't either, but I should find some.
Oh, I thought you talked to people like that.
I didn't ever say they was Nigerian.
Oh, whatever Africans they are.
No, they ain't African. I didn't say African either.
So who are these people?
I work with Jamaicans. I work with Haitians. And once in a while, I do work with Africans.
Oh, all right. Well, the Jamaicans and the Haitians, same difference,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, if you ask them,
no.
you think they'll say no? If they're complaining all the time about how lazy American blacks are, then you say, then open up your big mouth and talk about it on the radio.
They complain about how lazy black people are, you said?
Yeah, is that their complaint?
Yeah, they do
say
that.
No, I'm asking you. You said that.
I'm asking her if they say that.
No, but I'm asking you. You the one said it. I'm asking you.
I said it because I heard her say it. So I'm asking her ask the people.
No. You just said that Jamaicans are always complaining about how lazy that black people are.
No, I said
I didn't hear her
then
say
they are the ones.
Huh?
She just finished saying it. She just finished saying she knows the Jamaicans and the Haitians. I was always saying the Nigerians. She says she doesn't know Nigerians. So I said, then who do you know? She said the Jamaicans and the Haitians. And then I said, well, if the Jamaicans and the Haitians are the ones saying it, then tell them to open up their big mouth on the show.
We're going to go. Let me see who on the lines real quick. Hold on. $32.82, you live.
Can you hear me, Jay?
Yes.
Well, good evening. This is a good topic, and I'd like to share an experience that I had when I was going for physical therapy last year, Jay. You know, I told you I had that little fender bender. I had to go see my physical therapist. Wonderful gentleman by the name of Manny. He was from Ghana, okay? And my father built the house in Ghana, okay? And so did several blacks from America. And they came to them with open arms, and there was trade. In fact, over here in Newark, New Jersey, there's a Ghanaian / Newark, New Jersey connection. We have quite a few of our brothers and sisters from Ghana. But anyway, the same thing you guys are talking about tonight. There is a certain amount of arrogance that some of our brothers and sisters from Africa come over here with. And I asked Manny, I said, Manny, why is it that some of our brothers and sisters, because they still are brothers and sisters, but the problem with our culture is that we have been misled and we've been programmed through the media to believe what is on TV about us. Now, some of that is true, but see, it's heightened, Jay, when they constantly bombard you with it on TV overseas. So Manny said to me, he said, well, Forrest, he said, whenever we turn the TV on, we see the blacks in America, they sell drugs. The blacks in America, they shoot each other. The blacks in America are in a bad state. And see, they only show them one side because we know being here in America, Jay, like your sister said, all right, we built this country. There's no denying that. This country is built on the backs of slaves, and you also had other slaves, too. You had the Irish who were slaves. So it was, but the majority, all right, the monument, the White House is built by black people. The bottom line is, right, he said, listen, he went right to, when I'm getting back to Manny now, he went right to his desk and pulled out a book, Division Within the Black Culture. He said, I understand what you're saying. I've been reading this book. It's the old case, Jay, of the Willie Lynch syndrome. And you see, you also have a slave master who's still in place with a slave master mentality, which you can call it white supremacy. But these things are set up by design as a weapon of mass distraction to take off of what is really going on in this world. And all this is connected, Jay, the COVID shot, okay, what we go through in this country, man. So the bottom line is, right, this brother was small enough to recognize, and he said he talks to some of his brothers and say, this is not the way it is over here with everybody. Meet some very nice people. And you know what, Jay? I got to reach back out to Manny. It's been a while. I was going to invite him on my show, him, and I was going to bring on two or three of his fellow brothers and sisters and colleagues from Ghana, and we're going to have a panel discussion, all right? And also, Brother Joe, the correct terminology is, even though people are sometimes swayed and programmed by what they see on TV, is not they. The proper title for every culture has it, the Italians, the Jews, the Nigerians, not they, okay? All right, because some of us are still misprogrammed. And I just want to give you an example. Jay, over here, Rashad was driving up Central Avenue over here in Newark, him and his wife. He said there was a line around the corner where people were going to get inoculated with the, because you know they got this monkeypox out now. They make it. They got a new way of making some money. He said, Fars, you wouldn't believe how long that line was. So we still falling for the okey-doke. Like Malcolm said, you've been had, you've bamboozled, you've been hoodwinked. And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Now, hold on a sec. I don't know what you mean by they. You refer to me in a minute.
You know what, Joe? We got to get a tape recorder for you because you forget the words you said. Because when you said they, it hit me. I said, well, I'm going to have to address my man because it's not they. When you talk about a specific culture, all right, let's name them properly. I don't care who you are. You could be white, black, purple, whatever. I give them their just due. In the words of Kuna Gang, misled. A lot of us are being misled.
Look, I believe in the mass destruction that you're talking about, but I still don't know what you're talking about with regards to me and they. If I said they, that's a term referring to a particular group of people that I was talking about. So I don't understand why the pronoun they is a big deal.
Well, it's not a big deal, Joe. It's just that if you represent a certain ethnicity, I'm going to give you your proper alkaloids, and I'm going to say, hey, Joe, who represents the Jews or the Irish folks, you understand? But I always give people that whenever it's a title involved or ethnicity, I give them their utmost respect. I never say they.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not trying to fuss with you.
Yeah, I'm not fussing with you. I'm just saying.
No, I just want clarification. It's okay. I also believe in the interconnection that you were talking about, because this is, as I mentioned about 30 seconds ago, and as you mentioned when you first got on, this is about mass distraction. Now, the propaganda, I didn't know was that prevalent overseas, that they're trying to portray American blacks and the way that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in the New World Order, and I believe that the United States is going to suffer an economic collapse and a social collapse, probably by attacking black people first, or maybe the Indians. They already got the Indians. Then maybe the Hispanics, the Chinese, and then the whites. But eventually, everybody's going to go down. So everybody's in the pot of being targeted together. So, yeah, so I agree with you on that. It's all a big plan.
Hey, Joe, you said you believe in the New World Order?
Oh, yeah.
Who's part of the New World Order, Joe?
The rich people of the world, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Rockefellers. They're the ones that have been around. Yeah.
And historically, when have they ever met people good and prosperity on this earth? The Rockefellers. They took over their AMA. The medical association, okay? Bill Gates went, speaking of Nigeria, went over to Nigeria and put an infertility drug under the lie that this was going to help boost their immune system, keep them strong in Africa. Somebody said something's not right here. These women are not having children because they knew the rate, okay?
Absolutely.
Obama, Bush, Clinton, all talked about the world order. You got Klaus Schwab, all right?
Of the World Economic Forum. And you also have Biden.
Exactly.
And
he's telling you through his friend. he's telling you, excuse me, he's telling you that the new smartphone will be in you. They're talking about chipping you. They want to put a chip in your brain. They want to put a
chip
in your body. They'll be able to control you. It's transhumanism.
Well, that's a different, I have a different viewpoint on transhumanism. The transhumanism you're talking about, I have a different viewpoint. What I consider to be transhumanism is the goal of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers to transfer their intelligence, their consciousness to an android body and their effort to get to become immortal. What you're talking about, other people have referred to it as transhumanism as well. I don't consider that transhumanism. I consider that to be a destruction of the human race because they want to control the people who are vaccinated remotely.
Well, yes, you're right about that. But the bottom line is, you said, and maybe if I'm wrong, correct me. You said you support the New World Order. How can you support such a thing?
I believe that there is such a thing that the New World Order. I believe.
Oh, yeah, there is, no doubt. And you heard about the God Stones down there in Georgia that got hit by lightning. Then you down in Georgia.
Well, nobody knew how it got destroyed, but then as soon as it did, then about a few hours later, the complete destruction of it came along with people with their caterpillars. So something was up. I don't know how it got destroyed. If lightning did it, you know, I don't care how.
Might have been the work of the Most High, Joe. It was translated in seven different languages. How the population here in America, the world, they're trying to get us down from 7 or 8 billion down to 500 million people in this world. Are you kidding me?
Well, that goal is going to be eventually reached. It's with this vaccine, which is a bioweapon, with this monkeypox, and then pretty soon they're going to have other things. Oh, yeah. It'll come out. And 500 million, I don't even think that they want anybody living. I think they want human beings to either be used as experiments or to be used as energy, because I don't think they want a single human being alive.
Well, it's all about control and trying to play God. But if we believe in the Most High, if we believe in the Most High, and most and I always say this on my show, and Jay knows I stand for this big time. You have to watch what you eat. Very important. The best thing any human being could do for their system is to have a plant-based diet. Understand your supplements, okay? And then you might be able to starve yourself. Because I've known some people, Joe, who had COVID that were vegan, all right? They went through the trials and tribulations for 2 or 3 days, and they recovered. Now they have what you call natural immunity. So now if it comes in their direction again, it's easy for them to beat it off or not for it to impose upon their immune system, you know? See, nutrition has a big factor in this too.
Oh, absolutely. I believe in nutrition because nutrition is the building blocks of our health. Without
right.
the proper, not just the supplements. I mean, most supplements, they don't work. Plus, Big Pharma wants to outlaw supplements. But if you do have an effective nutritional supplemental type of system, then, because you need the vitamins A, B, C, and D. You need the amino acids. You need the fatty acids. You need all of that. Here they are trying to get rid of meat, and they're actually influencing people to eat bugs. It's amazing. You got a show on BTR. What's your show?
My show is Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. And when Jay gives me the go-ahead, I'll just give out the number because this is Jay's show. I respect
yeah, go ahead.
Network. My number is 520-525-8633.
When is it on?
It's on Saturdays between 6
Saturday?
And 8 p.m.
6
yeah.
and 8, okay. That's
between
good.
6 and 8. And I'm open 7 days a week. I have different shows on every day.
No, you do? Okay. Because I'm always looking for a show with political topics and relationship topics. I used to go to Jay's show, but now I think I'm leaving. I'm going to leave Jay's show because he keeps trying to tell me what I said when I didn't say anything. Right, Jay?
No, Jay's a nice guy. Jay's a nice guy. Don't put him in the bag.
You said you're gonna leave. You said you're gonna leave my show because of what?
See, he doesn't even listen.
What?
Because you corrected him.
No. I heard what you said. I want you to repeat it again. You said you're gonna leave Jay's show because he tried to say that I said something that I didn't say.
First of all,
you just said. I mean, this is a podcast. You can have your opinion. You can say what you want. I'm universal, you know what I mean? But if for every action it's a reaction. Just like if I said you're gonna say something back. Just like you just said that I'm saying things that I haven't heard before.
It's too easy,
but you
man.
Just
it
said a few
too...
minutes ago I support the new world. But then when Forrest asked you what you say. You said, I didn't say that. I said I know about the new world.
You know what? I thought he said that. Is your sister still on?
I didn't say I supported the new world order. I said I believe the new world order. Because you asked me, do I believe about the new world order? I said, yeah, I believe in the new world order.
That's because you said
meaning
you supported
I believe
first.
It exists.
I believe support it,
the new
believe world
it
order.
Is the same thing. Support it, believe
oh,
it
right.
is the same.
Okay, believe what you want, all right? Because like I say,
This is a play on words. This is a play on words. That's all.
Nah, for now, yeah, it now is. Jay is.
Your man ain't go. Hey Jay, he ain't going nowhere.
Nah, I'm not coming back here. Unless your sister.
Man,
no,
I ain't gonna.
I like your sister. I don't like listening to you.
The best of friends
you
always have misunderstandings.
Nah. We.
I like her.
No,
we're
gonna go to a. Hey, I'm gonna be here every Friday night. You know what I'm saying? Jungle Fever, the topic of jungle fever must have hit a nerve. It probably hit a lot of people's nerves, but at least Joe had the nerve to come out here and voice his opinion on jungle fever. You know what I mean? And
hey,
me Jay, being the host of the show,
I could
voice my opinion
on
whatever I want. You know what I mean?
I
so
what the topic
it's not for the listeners
topic.
To debate what you say.
Huh?
You said what?
Okay, you win. Nah, forget it.
Hey, we gonna. I don't know what you want me to say.
Nothing. It's okay. So, in any case, all right. It's about time for the show to end anyway, right? You only got a few minutes.
Nah, we got 33 minutes to be exact. Say that again.
Well, now Joe's the timekeeper.
Yeah. Well, in any case, I'm going to go. So, all right. So, take care, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. See ya.
All right, Joe. Hey, Jay, where was Joe at last week?
I don't know.
Last couple of weeks, I noticed that Joe wasn't on the line.
No,
you said Jungle Fever, he jumped right on here.
This is the thing that I'm saying, and a lot of people, you know, when this show is over, they're gonna say, "Oh, everybody got an opinion. He was just saying this, or he was just saying that." You know what I mean? Whatever. You was wrong or whatever. But see, the thing about me, Jay Sean, the thing about me, I'm like this. I wear my feelings on my shoulders, you know what I mean? And I think I'm old enough and qualified enough to understand when somebody trying to sidestep a certain kind of conversation. Now, a lot of people might say, "Well, he was good for ratings." Yeah, Muhammad Ali was good for boxing. But when they wanted him to go to the war, he refused to go to the war because he wasn't going to go 1,000 miles or 5,000 miles to go kill people the same color of him just because somebody else didn't want him to. So he gave up all the money. He gave up all the riches and everything because of something he believed. And people called Muhammad Ali stupid. And people called him draft dodger. And people called him crazy. But in the end, he became the biggest sports figure that the world have ever known. And why?
That's right.
Because he believed in what he believed in. And if it take one person to make me in anything in this world, a job, a book that I'm writing, a movie that I got, a radio show, if it take one person to make me, then I don't need that job. Because a podcast is a collective thing of different genders and different people with different cultures and different way of life and different opinions. But I'm sure anybody listening, you Forrest, anybody that's out there listening to the saying, and I'm not drinking. I'm sober. So I don't want people to say tomorrow, "I'm drinking." No, I'm sober.
But I can't allow somebody to come on my podcast and then keep trying to insult black people. Oh, when they come for us, they're gonna come for the blacks first. See, that went over people's heads. If it wasn't for blacks, it wouldn't be no cotton. The cotton fields, that went over everybody's head. It got to be a reason why a white woman would choose a black man. I kept telling him why. He kept telling me, but why, but why? But you know why he kept saying, but why? He kept saying, but why? Because he one of them people who don't believe in it. And that's cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way to do things, and it's a way to say things. You have to be respectful in certain kind of ways. You can't come out here with arrogance and like a whole segment or a whole show belong to you just because you white. Nah, I want one listener. Yeah.
And Jay, there's a thing called subconscious racism, okay? I think my man, he still got stereotypes running around in his head, because I said to myself when he did that lineup thing, because I didn't want to go back and forth with him. I let it slide. But when he said, coming for the blacks first, who gave you the lineup?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you working for Pfizer or the Moderna people? What? When they come, they're coming for everybody. They're coming for you, poor white folks, too, because they don't care about y'all either. They use y'all as experiments. Okay? So how did he say,
because I believe in the new world.
There you go.
No, matter of fact, he didn't say believe. He said, I support the new world. And then you asked him, wait a minute, so you support it? And he said, no, I believe in it. Ain't believing in something and supporting something the same thing?
Yeah. But he tried to do a play on words. Well, I believe. What he was trying to say is, I believe that, like, it exists. We all know that. But maybe you snagged him, and he said, oh, no, I don't mean it like that. I said, okay, you don't believe it like that. Okay, all right, buddy. All right, okay. But then, like I said, brother, all right, see, he has to come down here in Patterson, in Newark, live around us for a while. You know what I'm saying? I bet you next time you get on your radio show, spend a year down here in the hood. I bet you things might change in his way of thinking.
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be back on the show. Cause that's how they think.
Yeah. And
like,
just because
understand
some of
what you were saying about they. Like everybody that's listening know what you meant when you said they. But he didn't understand what you meant when you said they.
That's like saying them people.
Anyway,
you know, Jay,
whatever.
You know, yeah. I just want to say this in conclusion. First of all, that's like saying all Nigerians think the same about black. I met some very nice people from Ghana. Then I met some very arrogant people from Ghana. All right? I met some very nice. In fact, my neighbor right across the street, all right? My man Danny right across the street, Jamaican brother, beautiful brother. He got a house full of my Jamaican brothers that live over there in the house. He rents out to the Jamaican crew up coming out of Jamaica. Good people, man. Wonderful people. They speak every day. Nice. Had a conversations with them. So everybody ain't like that. Ain't they. Now, so I bet you just kept saying, well, they. Put that context in the conversation talking to him. Wait a minute now, Jay. It's not they. It's I and by the way, what is his ethnicity, Jay?
He wouldn't say.
Oh, he wouldn't say. I wonder why. Yeah, like somebody going to do some research. The only thing we know him is Joe. You know his last name?
Nah, don't know it.
Yeah, see? So who the hell going to look him up? Like you said, it's his opinion. He wouldn't say what his last
name
is. You ever asked him what his last name
was? He got an opinion, you know what I'm saying? It's everything is okay. I just can't sit around
and let like people try to throw subliminal messages.
Of course.
And I
of
mean
you
just
picked
like
up on
I
it.
Mean and just like I mean he you know what I'm saying? He'll be back, come back and listen. I guarantee you on that.
Oh yeah, he'll definitely chime in when it's time for you have another episode of Jungle Fever. I think
yeah,
in my
jungle
opinion,
fever. I didn't even think that Jungle Fever was gonna be that deep, but that just lets you know that it still run deep through certain people's blood.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean? And maybe I don't know. Maybe it could. I don't really know. I don't know. It's just another. You know, I done had some political shows. I done had some radical shows. This just another show that go up in the archives as the day that Jungle Fever stole the show.
Hey Jay, then he tried to tell you the show's about to end.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Well, you don't have much time,
bro. I don't got no problems with him at all. I don't got no problems, but I mean, people, you got to go on YouTube and you got to go on YouTube and put in Arsenio Hall when the gay community asks Arsenio Hall why he don't have gays on his show. Matter of fact, No, he lost his cool because they asked him why he don't have gays on his show. Somebody asked him that, and he blew his top.
Well, guess what? I always thought that Arsenio had a little gay in him. I really did. No disrespect to any gay people.
Well, I don't know.
I just thought
it's just a show when they ask him that. And,
yeah.
He kind of do you know. No, but no more Jungle Fever topics for the rest of this year. That runs too deep with some people. But anyway, what we gonna do? We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna be right back after this song.
All right.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again.
Woo.
Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Woo.
I know the time is now. I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee. I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. We had a hell of a show tonight. I would think so. Forrest, you still out there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Okay,
you hear me?
I was just making sure. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
4785, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you might. I didn't know if you still was on the line. We still got a couple of more minutes to go. Anybody out there on the line that want to press 1? If you got something to say, you want to talk about one of the topics, we still got like 15, we still got about 15, 17 minutes to go. We had several topics this evening. We kind of touched on a lot of them, but we ran into one jungle fever that kind of took over the show. So this 4785. Is this the time when you say that your brother was wrong?
You mean as far as about Joe?
Yeah.
No, because
you know.
Forrest will probably tell you too that we kind of already knew what color he was and. Like I said, he always just called about the wanting to know about relationship. But really, it's really about the black relationship. It's not about the white relationship. That's what he always wanted to know. But we never gave it to him.
Yeah.
But But I would say that he's very knowledgeable.
Oh, he's knowledgeable, and he wants a sister to go along with it.
Yeah, he wants a side sister.
There you go. I get that feeling. I could be wrong. I just get that feeling.
Anybody could be wrong. I could be wrong. I definitely could be wrong, but I just kind of, and this is an open forum. You know, anybody could chime in anytime they want. I just felt like he was trying to see how far he could go. And if he was, that's cool because I'm a host. I'm supposed to be able to handle that. But what people got to understand, the people who are out there who are judging Joe or judging me, what you got to understand that I'm human. I'm human just like everybody listening. I'm human. And being that this is my show, it's like I'm the captain of the ship. So I gotta take the shots first. I gotta defend the people who can't defend themselves. I just kind of felt like he was reaching, like he. you know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't let it go. So I felt like he wanted the confrontation, but he just wanted to see how much it took to get it. Because if we remember, we're going to talk about this too, because it's a good topic, like you said. If you remember in the beginning, he kept asking me, why would a white woman want a black man? He didn't ask me why would a black man ask a white woman. He just kept saying, there got to be a reason for a race to choose another. First, he was saying a race to choose another race. But then we specifically got on the white woman, on the black man. And if anybody think like I was out of line or being disrespectful, I could have really been disrespectful and out of line. I could have said, everybody know that white women, that white women are like black men. These cops, silence, pardon me. I could have said that white women like black men because of that old myth that every black man has a big penis. I could have said that. Anybody else, that would have been the first thing they jarted out to them. You know why white women like black men, but I didn't do that. I stayed respectful. Even though I wanted to say that, but I didn't say that.
But, Jay, No, I'm saying, I'm going to cut you off. Remember we had this conversation when Shay Shay was on?
Oh, last year, yeah.
Right. And what did she say? And I think she brought somebody else in with her. She said that a lot of the white women like the color of the black man. It looks so pretty. His skin, we're melanated people. And they're attracted to that, Jay, other than what you were saying. Because you know that some of the brothers ain't packing like that. But as a whole, as a culture, I'm sure we surpass the Caucasian culture, all right? So that's one of the main reasons. I had a white woman tell me the same thing in face-to-face. She said, I love me some black men because y'all got such pretty skin. There's nothing like laying next to somebody that's melanated.
You got to know Montana. He's from Montana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's like saying Mississippi. Anyway, hold on. Let's go to the phone line.
5885.
Hello?
Hi, Jay. 5885.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I thank God. I'm just listening.
Oh, have you been? Oh, you
listening? Sorry.
No, I was saying, have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening probably for the past hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Faris, how you doing? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'll tell you how you been, dear.
Oh, thank God. Elisa, that's her name, right?
Yes.
How are you, Sunshine?
Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So I just been listening, and I just say, wow.
that sums it up. Wow.
Wow.
Did the host express too much? Was the hostess with the mostest? What happened tonight? I don't know, because I really don't know. I'm just joking.
No,
I know what happened.
I know that, but yeah, I mean, you stood your ground.
You know what? Yeah. No, you said it right. That's the right word right there. That's the right word right there. Stand in your ground. That's it. Because I'm a host, just because I have to stay opinionated for everybody and all that, there's certain things and boundaries that you can't allow to go on your show. I used to say no religious talk, no politics, and no children talk, but then I eased up on that. Like, I just don't allow people to talk about children on the show. We could talk about politics and everything. See, but I didn't never know that I would encounter racism. You know what I mean, on the show.
Right.
And, I mean, everybody deserves a good racist on their show. I mean, it's, I guess there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I sleep good tonight. You know, and hopefully he will, too. And maybe everybody, you know how they, how you people certain feel. Because, listen, no matter how everybody feel about this, this is what podcast is about. This is the beauty of podcast. It's not censored like the radio. That's why podcast is taking over for the radio, because this is not censored. Like that would just happen between me and Joe. That wasn't planned. That wasn't written. That wasn't a hoax. That was real. That was real life between a white man from Montana and an original man from New Jersey. It was real. And you know what? It's going to be a lot more Joes to call my show. I don't only plan on him being the only white man to ever come on my show as long as I'm going to do podcasts. No, I hope I get 1,000 Joes to come on my show. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to take them all on one at a time if they say something that I don't believe in. But if it don't apply, I let it fly. But if it's something that I don't believe in, I'm gonna have to get my opinion, and I can't let people come. I mean, shit, if Forrest come on here talking crazy, I'm gonna say something to him. If I come on his show and he say something he might not like, Forrest gonna say in a minute, "Wait a minute, Jay."
Right.
And that's what anybody. If your skin is not thick enough for a mature intellectual conversation, because I never got disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like I said, I could have.
Yeah, but you didn't. Not at all.
And he could have got disrespectful, you know what I mean? But he didn't, you know what I mean? So, but like, it's a million stores in the world, it's a million podcasts in the world, I was going to say something negative, but I'll turn it into something positive. Just like a doctor born every day, it's a Joe born every day. But I tell you one thing, it's not a Randy J. Sean Jackson born every day, and I believe that wholeheartedly, because it take a lot to get up here, you know what I mean, to entertain people, no matter if it's 5 people or 500 people. It's not easy. And like I said before, if people say, oh, you got to let him say what he got to say, you got to take it because you're the host. Nah, it ain't that type of show. Nah, it's not that type of show. Like I said, go on YouTube and pull up Arsenio Hall when he had an argument with the gay community, when they asked him about why he don't have good gay people on his show. And maybe after that, maybe he felt bad. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I bet you he wish he did now, because they're a force out here.
Yeah.
You know, shouldn't have got mad, Arsenio.
Arsenio got more than mad.
Why would you get? I don't understand. Why would people get mad? You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about. I'm just waiting for the right. Because I know quite a few gay people, but I want to put the right person in place. I'm gonna have a a gay podcast, you know, and then male and female, you know, it's going to come out. I'm just waiting to hear back from some people I haven't seen in years, but they're still around. You know, they're mature, though. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to get up here talking about, yes, I'm chasing a booty or anything like that. No, I don't want none of that. You know what I'm saying? I want, you have some very, you know, diplomatic gay people who can get up here and speak their truth. You know, like over here, about what, 3 weeks ago, we had a gay pride parade in Newark. There's a lot of people out there, Jay.
But I'm bringing up Arsenio Hall because I'm bringing that up because, you know, everybody has their moment. You know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, we got a lot of shows on the line. I got to promote them. Sunday night, we got the Point of Impact. It's turning out to be a good podcast with my man. He bringing all people who've been incarcerated 20 years and more on the show to say what they're doing now and how they're being productive. Then we got Monday nights with the Humble Life Experience with Dre interviewing unsigned up-and-coming artists. And then we Thursday night we got a DJ who actually come on and plays music for 45 minutes. 1 week hip hop, 1 week R&B, 1 week mix, club, whatever. And then we supposed to have a new show Wednesday with V Tony. She's in a wheelchair, she's from a car accident. She's supposed to come on here and start a show Wednesday called The Waves of Life. We don't have a time yet, but if you check my Facebook page, we'll have it. I really, like everybody to call in, I really appreciate everybody to call into the show. I know that being, like I said, being a host of the show, you could have 100 good shows and then you could have one bad show. Like I told people earlier one time, I said Michael Jordan missed about 20,000 game-winning shots, but they don't remember that. They only remember, you know what I mean? They only remember the one. They don't remember all the times he missed. They just remember the times when he make it. Everybody have their moments. Everybody had their times. I'm not gonna really dwell on it too much because then it's like you being a hypocrite. Or it's like you doing something and then you regret what you did, and I won't sleep good at night if I did that. I gotta know in my heart and in my mind that everything I say and everything I do is right in my mind and right in God's mind as far as I know, as far as I could say. You know what I mean? But anyway, I pulled up the Arsenio Hall clip and I wanna play that real quick. And this didn't determine his career none. It just was a time when he lost his cool. So I'm gonna see if I can play it for everybody. Hold on.
Why don't I have any gay guests on my show? Wait, I'm sorry. Why don't I have any gay guests on my show? Well, there are a lot of gay guests who really don't like to talk about their sexual preference, so we don't know whether they're gay or not.
Makes sense.
Now, this ain't Merge. You didn't think I'd run from this, did you? This ain't Johnny. I ain't gonna run from it. I'm gonna deal with it. Who would you like me to have on my show that's gay that maybe I haven't had? Who? I don't know Gus Van Sant, but I know Elton John. He's been here. He's rocked the house. What? When Harvey has something I'm interested in, I'll bring him on the show. This is my show. This is my show, man. You think I haven't had somebody on the show because they're gay? What's wrong with you, man? I'm black, man. I'm black, man. I'm the biggest minority you know about. I don't want to hear that gay trash, man. I got gay friends I've had on the show. Because you don't know them, or they who you want on the show, you got a problem with it. If you want to book it, get yourself a show.
Do the show. You've had your say and I've had mine. Yeah, anybody could pull that up. That's Arsenio right there. And he had a little meltdown on that show. Well, like I said, we can go on and on and on all night. I want to thank the Lisa Experience for coming through. Forrest, Latoya, right?
Yeah.
Right, Latoya for coming in. I even want to thank Montana Joe for coming through. And he could come sit on a hot seat again if he wants to. You know, we cross paths, but when we cross paths, he always going to get original man. Original black man. That's what he always gonna get, whether he have his opinions. But I will say one thing before I get off the show. I bet you if I came on his show and said I don't know why a black woman would want a white man, I wonder what he would say.
Hmm.
I wonder what he would say if I came on his show for the New World Order and I told them that I don't know why a black woman would want a white man, and then we would have to see then what his answers would be. Anyway, everybody, just gonna conclude our show. It's 10:02. We 2 minutes over time. Forrest, you want to give out your phone number to your show again?
Yeah, family. Peace and blessings. I just like to say tomorrow night between 6 and 8 p.m., Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Number is 520-525-8633. Once again, 520-525-8633. And tomorrow I have Brother Ishmael Shabazz. I know you remember him, James. I had him on Blog Talk before. He's up there in Kingston, New York. He's working with the kids. He just won a case. He's dealing with discrimination and police violence up there. He's working with the kids. He's doing wonderful things up there. And then, you know, your man, Jay Rashad, he's going to be on giving a nice little health and healing lecture after Brother Shabazz leaves and lets us know what's going on up there in Kingston, New York, y'all. So, you know, tune in, you know what I'm saying? And Jay, thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. This man got me started, y'all, because, you know, if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would have got started with my thing, because I had a lot of different people besides Jason. Hey, Forrest, you know a lot of people, man. Go ahead and do a podcast. I said, I ain't got time for that. But Jay's the one that got me hooked, because once I got up on his platform, woo, I ain't looked back since. That was about, what, a little over 2 years ago, Jay, right?
Yeah, that was a while ago. We got Lisa, you still here?
Yeah.
Oh, we got somebody questioning. Somebody, a caller want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
30,
23,
24.
Yeah. What's up? What's
no
dating,
Jay.
Hey,
Dre.
What's up, Dre?
Hey, cool. Yeah, real quick. You were talking earlier about, like, side tricks and things like that. And, like, we just had you thinking, like, then, like, let's say you undersized nigga, right? And now, let's say she leaves her, she leaves who she was to come be with me. Now I'm no longer the side nigga, I'm the main nigga. How do you look at that relationship and not feel like, damn, hold up, I was a side nigga before, so that means she capable of having a side nigga? You know what I'm saying? Or do you see it as like, nah, it was different between me and her? And you feel me? Like, which way do you take that? You feel me?
Yeah.
Because they leave you because they leave their happy home to be with you, but now you know what they're capable of doing. So how you get that, you have 100% trust.
But like Jake said, it's a different situation for each person, you know. But all in all, I just think that you should know where your spot is and your feelings about it before you get too caught up, because you, like I said, you can always think that you are the top person, but eventually you might find out that you're not.
Did she answer the question?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. That's a hard thing to answer because, like I said, like, if they leave you, if they leave who they with to be with you, and you decide, how you know they not gonna go get another side with things that Rossi?
I mean, that's right there. That's the $1 million question. Because if you messing with somebody that got somebody, and you decide female or decide guy, and then they leave that guy or they leave that woman to be with you, why would you think that they wouldn't get another side person on the side?
Hey.
Why would you think that their mentality would change? They might find another side piece to do what you did, the same thing that you did to pull her away from her husband or boyfriend could be the same thing somebody else could do times two to pull her from you. And if she thinks with the same mentality, you know, then it just story rolls on and on and on like a wheelbarrow. You know what I mean?
I had a woman tell me that her man at home is for show, but the other man is for her. For her needs, but the man at home is just for show to build that happy home. That wife, kids, and dog. Look,
that's real. That's real. Somebody could tell you, my man at home is just for show. It's just for the world to see. To see, I got a husband, somebody in the house, but but the person on the side, you really was important to me. You really what I care about. You really what that. But what about if she lying though? What about if she just telling you that just to keep you a side piece? What about if she telling you that because she don't want you to think what she got at home is the real deal? What about if she just telling you that? What about if it's just a lie? And why would that make a man feel happy for a woman to tell him, oh, you what I really want, you what I really love, but the man I lay down and sleep with every night with his dick on my back is just for show. The man that I wake up with and he wanted his morning dick is sticking me in my ass, that's just for show. Because he got to see her naked. She got to see him naked. They sleeping in the same bed. They got to touch. See, a lot of people don't think of all that. They fall for the okie doke.
I mean, it's not common. It's possible because I've seen my grandfather. Lay in the same bed every night and wake up and not even talk to each other.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah.
You said grandmother and grandfather. Is this lady you talking about 70 or 80 years old?
Nah, my grandma was young.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, she ain't no grandmother then.
No, I'm saying, I'm not having you at 13. You know my grandma was young.
No, you just said that you seen your grandmother and your grandfather sleep in the same bed. I mean, I seen my mother and father sleep not in the same room. But we talking
away
about people in it. But we talking about people 70 and 80 and maybe
yeah,
even 60.
Yeah, see, my grandmother had 30, 39, 40, like that.
I don't know, great grandmother.
Bro, I tell you, my grandfather came home one day after.
Yeah.
I'm just a long story real short. My grandma came home one day and said, Terry told her to leave home early. She left home early. This man had a U-Haul truck ready to take everything out the house and move. But luckily, she paid rent that month, and the police said whoever name on the rent lease, you know, they just, you know what I mean, it's against control. And they laid in bed for years, bro. He went to work, she went to work. Stay home, they didn't talk for years, bro. Years.
Okay, we'll just say that for your friend that you're talking about, we'll just say that tell him he could keep believing everything that the woman say. It is possible. I believe it too. I'm not arguing no more guests tonight.
I'm just saying. You don't know what goes on in every home.
No,
you know what I mean?
I'm just joking, man. I'm just making light of the situation. Look, it's 10:12. Thanks, Drake, for calling. Drake, I want everybody to know that other than maybe my sister, in about less than 5 minutes, me and Dre will be on the phone in less than 5 minutes, and he'll be chewing my ass out and dropping the bomb on me about what happened tonight with Joe. In less than 5 minutes, he'll be telling me how I was wrong. But let me tell you something. A month from now, he'll be telling me I was right. Once we get another Joe on here on the show, we'll be right back to business. Oh, and my sister too. She might tell me something too. Well, she might even if she thinks if I'm wrong, I don't know if she's gonna really tell me like that. That's the we got a relationship. She'll just tell me, you should have did this, bro. You should have did that. But everybody know in the end, you gotta stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Whether if I right or wrong, you know what I mean? It's just a podcast.
Hey,
Jay. Yo.
I mean, disturb you. I got on a little late. My brother came to the door. Did I understand you to say that Dre is dating an 80-year-old grandmother?
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, hey, listen. Love. Hey, there's some beautiful women out here. 80 years. Some guys like women older. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm not real.
I hear you, brother. All right.
No, we didn't say that.
Oh, okay. My man, Drake.
We was talking about side chicks and side dudes.
Oh, yeah, that's one of your hotter topics right there.
Yeah, I know. I guess my new hotter topic is jungle fever. I guess that's my new hot topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or something like that. Well,
Grab her right there and make a difference. If you grab her right. Yeah. What's up?
Go ahead. Let's talk on the open forum then while we still got people listening.
As I said, grass and white, it don't matter. You love me, I love you. We're together. That's it.
So you don't think Joe was out of line tonight?
I think everything is misunderstood. Everything is misunderstanding. For me sitting back listening to everything, to every word, I heard a missing word. You take something one way and someone say something and I think he said this and that's all that was. It really wasn't serious.
Alright, I believe that. So as a host of a show, on your show, do you, because Dre got a show on Monday night, Charlotte. What time? 8:30, right?
Yeah, 8:30.
Humble Life Experience. Monday night to 8:30, same phone number. So, being a host, then do you let if somebody came on your show and started talking about disabled people, and you felt a certain way, what do you do?
I would make sure I heard them correctly. That's the first and foremost. If something like that happened tonight, then okay, but that's not what happened tonight. As I said, all that was a misunderstanding. He said something, you thought he said something different. And then you had a question, and he took the question to the exact word. You didn't mean it like that, but he took it to the exact word. You said it's a high risk right now than before. He was asking why. Why? Not why do black men want white men or vice versa. He was just saying, why is it a high rise now? That's what he was asking.
No, I don't think so.
I think he said that.
He said that one time, but then he said... He did. He asked that one time, but then he said, if white women are choosing black men, it got to be a reason why. No, he said what you said, too, though.
Yeah, he's saying why. He tried to explain to you why, but he...
No, I was trying to explain to him why.
No, he was trying to explain to you, like, what he asked you why. He was trying to find... You could have raised and asked you why, but the point was, why is it a high risk now? Not like all long term. Again, the New World Order, he said he believes, yes, he believes in it. Not like he believes in it, like he's voting for it. He's saying he believes that, what's that word they use? He believes that conspiracy theory, that there's going to be a new world order.
And they're going to kill the black people first.
They're doing it right now. You don't see that shit?
I mean, that's been going on since
and
before our time.
And we helping.
I didn't need him to tell me that. I didn't need him to say that.
He was just saying, they go after the blacks and they know the blacks are the most strongest. They're the strongest. We're basketball players. We are basketball players. We are football players. We are rappers. We are singers. We are dancers. We have money. Way more money than Spanish people or other races.
Hey.
So we gotta get rid of us first. We're first, then Spanish. I believe that.
And yeah, I believe that too.
We see it. It's on Instagram and radio, man. You're the best thing on earth.
Huh?
I said it's reality radio. The best thing on earth.
Yeah, podcast. You're right. It's taking over. It's definitely taking over. But thanks for calling in. We gonna end the show. It's 10:20. We like 20 minutes over. Once again, you know, I'll take this time out to thank everybody who called in. In the podcast world, if you're a dedicated listener or a dedicated host or supporter or whatever, in the podcast world, you're gonna have shows like this. All the shows, they're not going to go as you want them to go. They're not going to be all laughs. They're not going to be all tears. It's live radio. It's nothing censored. This could be just a tip in the bucket. It could be, well, it's going to be. I'll take it like that. It's going to be bigger and greater and other topics, you know, that come this way, people in this certain ways, some to them, you know, in different ways, and everybody gonna have their own opinion. And maybe in the future, it'll go a different way, where I don't have to butt heads with the listeners, and they don't have to say, well, I'm never calling this show again, and I don't have to say, Que sera. Let me find a nice song for us to go out on. So we're going to end this night, everybody. Thanks again for calling in. We'll be here next Friday. Everybody stay safe. COVID is real. This is Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, Mr. Fuck Love, signing off. Until next week.
Screen turned off.
Hey.
Yeah, love. Yeah. I'm all here by myself. Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me. Wait, it's so incredible.
You got me staring at this phone.
At this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home.
See, I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
Baby, just up in my zone. Got me staring at this phone,
at this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Coming home,
see, I don't like being alone.
All alone.
Feeling locked up in my zone, girl.
Yes. Some time has passed, you still haven't called me.
Too much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off.
Damn.
I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind
yes.
you how we fell in love in front of sound
yes. yes.
You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you.
Dang.
I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you.
Being alone,
trapped up on myself,
All
up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
We love your redeemer.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver.
So
love you in the spot right now, feeling hot right now, waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down for all of your pleasure.
All
my
you.
Niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
Now
I'm trying to hit the spot with a long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot.
What?
It's always getting wetter.
Got me tripping 'cause I'm sitting there, sipping love, knowing that my heart,
you're
the home.
Come
with me at this phone,
at this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Get home,
see, I don't like being alone.
Girl,
you got me staring at this phone,
at this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
staring at this phone. Because you're not home. And I'm
all alone.
Sitting on this couch,
yeah.
Staring at this phone.
Yeah, girl.
You get me staring at this phone.
At this phone, girl.
Because you're not home.
You're not home, girl.
And I'm
all alone.
Girl, see him tapping in the zone.
In my zone.